Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Yeah. Can't play any Wheeler Walker Jr. on the radio, but yeah, go download that stuff. Nick was playing me that.
He's all over the YouTube.
The list of stuff he likes, which is the best list of stuff he likes song ever. Even better than Tom T. Hall's original, I Love. Yeah. It's amazing.
He doesn't include onions.
No, he doesn't. But it's so dirty and so good.
It's a little more specific.
Oh, my God, Todd, you got to hear it during the break. Wheeler Walker Jr. joined us. Check him out on the podcast tomorrow. Nick's dad will be with us in the morning. And Nick's performing at the Funny Bone tomorrow night in Omaha, recording a new album.
Yes.
So go see Nick. And where are you? You're somewhere else.
7:30. I'm doing those shows with the guy from Breaking Bad. Then Saturday, I will be at J&R Saloon in Shenandoah, Iowa.
The guy Breaking Bad's name is?
Stephen Michael Quezada. And we're going to talk to him on Friday morning.
Gomez.
Yeah, he was Hank's partner in Breaking Bad.
Our buddy Craig Peters. He's also a comedian, obviously, first before he was an actor, right? Craig Peters and and hopefully Kelly Carlin.
Yeah.
George
Still waiting
Carlin's
on
daughter.
Confirmation on that one.
I would have to remember his name because it's going to be tough. I'm going to have to bring him up on Friday and I'm going to be like, Gomez.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna have
to, no.
You go,
Steven.
You're not helping.
Yeah. Right. Come on, man.
And I think him and Dean Norris, the guy who played, I think they both made cameos in an earlier episode of Better Call Saul, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
In a previous episode.
All right.
A couple seasons ago.
Yeah, it's always frustrating. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, whatever. Not every character survives. And a lot of times, characters who I'd love to see a spinoff of, are just gone. I would have watched Hank Gomez show.
Oh, yeah. Hank would have been a good character, right? Yeah. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Well, that's the cool part about how, Better Call Saul lives in the world before.
Yeah.
So they are still around. Mm-hmm.
The upside of the prequel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, movies and TV have decided that timeline, you don't have to go forward all the time.
Problem is everybody looks older.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's real tough.
That's tough.
Yeah. Well, it was like Ozark. Those kids aged rapidly.
Yeah, rapidly, right. Thank God they were decent actors, because that would have, especially the boy. You don't know if that boy would have been. That's the only kid I really hated on that show till the end. I liked him at the end. But, a lot of times, a 10-year-old actor is a good 10-year-old actor, but they're not a great 16-year-old actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just everything changes in their, and he actually ended up being pretty good.
They stopped being cute.
Yeah. And actually can't act, but he actually could act the whole time. Yeah.
That's crazy to me that the dude that played Charlie and Willy Wonka, that was the only movie that guy was ever in.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. The original one, right?
Yeah, the original one. He's just in this iconic movie, and then he's like, all right. That's enough acting.
Yeah.
Not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No.
Right.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Gene Wilder.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the best one.
Hershey decided that today should be I Love Reese's Day.
Chocolate Factory.
I have two Reese's in my pocket.
And I'm glad to see you. Snag them from the candy
bar. Yeah, I did. Those go fast. And I walked by and I saw those. One package of pieces and one peanut butter cup just melting in my pocket.
Good for you.
You can set them up on the counter. We won't steal them, Nick.
Sure.
We'll forget them.
Sure. Oh, they won't. If you forget them, they're done for. Forget it. But
sure.
Till the end of the show, you're safe.
Yeah, that's funny.
Now, I was actually just thinking about that during the break. I have a decision to make. It's like, do I put them in the refrigerator and wait for maximum you know, that's ideal conditions.
At home?
Or do I just, I'll probably just eat it in the car.
You already made that decision. Since you just said it.
No, apparently there's a temperature at which he prefers. Right. If everyone were gone.
I'll do that with gummy bears, too. Fruit snacks.
I think candy bars frozen is way better.
Frozen gummy bears?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, not frozen. It's hard, refrigerated.
Man. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Frozen, yeah.
I guess I'll try it. Sounds awful, but I'll try it. If you say so. You're the gummy bear expert.
It becomes a lozenge at that point.
You're right. You have to suck on that bear.
Hey, there you go.
Not the first time you've said that.
No, not at all.
Could be worse, Diggs.
I thought the appeal of the gummy bear was when they're fresh and all squishy and sugary.
Yeah, that's nice, too.
Yeah.
So you like them in any form, it sounds like.
I'd warm. You know, have you ever had one that, like, melted in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Like a bag just completely melted?
Yeah.
Then I put, that's where it started, was I put that in the fridge, and then you just have, like, you know, a gummy cake.
Oh, you have to just suck on the whole thing then? Could you break them apart?
You just, you tear off a piece.
All right.
Yeah. He jabbed a popsicle stick into it.
You are, man.
Yeah. And that's getting pretty deep.
You're into those. People started tweeting out gummy bears now because of this bit. They're bored the rest of the day. Hey, Nick,
I
check
like
out these gummy bears.
You're way more passionate than I. I'm pretty much about everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have something that you really, really like.
Six thoughts.
It'd be nice if it was like, you know, paying bills instead. It's like, man, what about those gummy bears?
Yeah, but nobody's passionate about that.
And people are passionate about like making money and success.
Just call up the power company and talk to them about gummy bears until they forgive the bill.
Fine, man. Just get off the phone.
Miley Cyrus did an interview, I'm not sure where, but you know, she and Dolly Parton are friends.
Yep.
And she said that when she and Dolly communicate about different things, Dolly quite often communicates via fax.
Really?
So that would mean that
she's old school, huh?
Miley has a fax machine.
Yeah.
Well, someone has a fax machine.
Obviously.
She says that Dolly sends a fax, somebody else then takes a picture of that fax and sends it to Miley so she can then see it.
Oh.
The Selena Gomez dropped a couple Miley Cyrus lines as Miley Cyrus.
It was pretty good.
It was really good.
She did a pretty good impression.
Funny, man. Yeah.
Wouldn't you hate to be the go-between between Dolly and Miley, the picture fax person who then has to take Miley's text and then write it back out on another fax and send it back to Dolly?
But that's what they're doing.
Yep.
That's what money will get you.
But that person has, that's a terrible job.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, God.
It's not going to wear you out.
Are there fax machines anywhere in the offices anymore?
I mean, we had a ton in the pharmacy. Yeah, and a lot of times you can just email faxes. It's not all just like on and a fax machine.
Oh, yeah, it's scan.
Mm-hmm. And copiers double as fax machines a lot now, don't they? Or not? Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
No, the copiers double as sending it to your email.
Right.
Yeah, as
it scans it and sends it right to your email.
Right.
I think Miley's impressive.
Yep.
Just for the way her childhood growing up, a lot of people don't end up. She had the phases where she was, into a bunch of drugs and everything.
Right.
But just she seems to have a lot of class and like be handling that amount of fame well.
Yeah, I like her. Yep.
She went through her fun phase.
Mm-hmm.
And she whips out her boobs a lot.
She goes through men like and women, by the way, left and right. Though she's having fun.
We wouldn't
bitch about a guy doing that, you know.
But she doesn't seem to have lost her mind.
Especially people
that are that famous that young seems to happen a lot.
And she shows her boobs, which we always appreciate.
No, she hasn't become Britney.
No.
Just love that issue of Rolling Stone there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Miley on the cover flipping through and, there's her boobs.
There's her boobs.
Look at that.
Hello.
Don't expect that in the middle of a Rolling Stone.
I actually said that out loud when I opened it to that page. In that pitch, too.
Hello!
Exactly it. Reverberated throughout the house.
Dogs started howling.
Hello!
Baltimore Orioles pitcher Matt Harvey being suspended for 60 days without pay for what Major League Baseball says is participating in the distribution of a prohibited drug of abuse.
Gave oxy to who?
Oxy?
Yeah. He testified in federal court and admitted to supplying opioids to former Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs before his overdose death in 2019.
And he died.
He hooked him up, right?
I thought maybe he was a clubhouse weed dealer.
No.
No.
Matt Harvey was a great pitcher at one point. You know, I saw that crawl. That's when I found out he was with the Orioles.
Well, he's actually in the minors.
Oh, that's good to say. But he's not with the Mets anymore.
He's not with anybody anymore.
Well, he's with the Orioles minor league system. He's suspended, right?
Yeah. Sitting down for 60 days, probably more.
Is he facing legal punishment as well?
No, the stuff he gave him wasn't the stuff that killed him. It was just the guy that gave him stuff, so who knows?
Yeah, I haven't heard
Wrong time.
Yeah,
hey, dude,
yeah.
I got Oxy. You want some? Sure. Okay.
I thought there was somebody else in that case who was facing legal charges for hooking that guy up.
Well, this has to scare the crap out of a lot of dudes in other clubhouses.
We just hand stuff to somebody. You want some? Sure, have some.
It should.
Well, in that Mac Miller case that Craig mentioned, you know?
Right.
The drug dealer, the guy who sold him the drugs, knowingly or not, whether he knew they had the fentanyl.
Right.
17 years in prison that guy got.
That Mac Miller bums me out because, like, that guy, I like his music, and I think he would have gone on to do. Yeah, he had more in him.
A lot of them do. They all die. There's another guy died recently. Another young rapper, 24, you know?
Yeah, I saw that. Drugs or something like that. I had no idea who he was.
I had no idea either. Yeah. My son probably hasn't. Yeah.
I thought of you when I saw that.
Well, I played
drugs or murder.
Yeah. Drugs or murder. Yeah. I played drugs or murder with my son's music.
That's going to be on Sunday night on ABC coming up.
Right after
Family game show night.
Right after She-Hulk.
I think out of all those shows, I might watch that one just because it's going to be so bad.
It will be so bad. It will be so bad. I'm really into She-Hulk.
Well, and it's CGI too. It's not Lou Ferrigno painted green. It's not a hot chick painted green.
No,
they CGI it up so she's like 8 feet tall and
8 feet.
I watched the trailer yesterday. She was significantly taller than everybody else in the.
Is she getting raged? She's a lawyer, right? She's like Frozen Caveman lawyer, except she's She-Hulk lawyer, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Does she get really pissed off at the courtroom and
does she
break
bust out of her clothes?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know. They didn't show that in the trailer.
Objection.
Her boobs come out.
Yeah.
In the Hulk world, they've
established. Her bra pops open every time.
Her boobs grow three sizes.
Right.
Well, in the Hulk world, they've established so far only the pants expand.
I know.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. Hulk's shirt always ripped off. If they want to stay true to the story, I think her shirt has to rip off every time.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be so lame.
Yeah.
Have you filed your briefs? Yeah. She-Hulk, attorney at law? I'm gonna. I didn't realize there was a trailer. I want to watch the trailer.
They're gonna play a straight face too. That's the thing.
Oh yeah,
that's the thing. You know. What if you're banging at? She turns into the Hulk, man. He just crushes your head.
Better than crying or laughing.
Yeah, good point.
Bench bun where you are.
Another guy check in.
You could get your skull crushed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He slept with a girl that cried for an orgasm too. Same thing, but he didn't know ahead of time. Yeah, she should have warned him. Yeah. You know.
We'll take your peri-orgasmic calls.
Yeah.
Oh, if your kid got a hold of your phone and ordered 40 rodeo burgers.
Yeah.
Greg did a story.
The kid's destined for greatness.
Got a hold of mom's phone, called DoorDash, ordered 31 burgers.
Yeah, this was, what the hell? This is, another guy wrote another pooping story in there, right? Did you read the pooping story?
No.
Heard you guys talking about the poop lady in Wichita? Okay. Oh, is that too bad? Don't read that? Okay, good. I won't read that one then. All right. Oh, sexual crying. I dated a girl in college who would sometimes cry during sex, like seriously sobbing. And she said there wasn't any negative history. It's just a weird reaction she had. She failed to mention it before our first time we had sex. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a blubbering girl to stop you in mid. Yeah. Jason couldn't go through with it, I guess. Yeah. Why are you crying? Your wiener's really small. Yeah.
That stuck to the tape. Absolutely.
Do you have that Peyronie thing or whatever? Peyronie. I mean, what's that called again?
Yeah, you're right. Peyronie's.
No.
The bent tree.
No, I'm not talking about the bent penis. Do you have that thing when you cry when you have an orgasm? What's that called?
Oh, peri-orgasmic reaction.
Yeah, she goes, no, I just cry when I see small wieners.
That stuck to the tape, too.
Yeah, damn it. Yeah.
I like this character.
Damn it.
You should do her more often. Or him.
Well, I could see if you're a girl that's going to hook up with a guy for the first time and you cry when you have an orgasm, there's no guarantee you're going to have an orgasm. So I could see what it'd be like. It might be easier just to fake it and not even mention it.
Well, but you want to have an orgasm, so you're going to...
She's going into it like, yeah, that guy's not going to do anything for me.
Right.
Yeah, and if he does, I'll just let him know that, hey, I had one. I cry when I have one.
Yeah, I guess you're not going to say... You're not going to say anything right away. That's a good point. You're going to tell him after the fact. I got no problem with that. You're right.
Yeah. Now, and I mean, crying during and after the orgasm are two different things.
Yeah, well, Todd laughs, apparently, after his orgasm.
Yeah. Well, now we need to talk to someone who actually experiences
has it.
This.
Right, yeah.
And how you would approach a first-time thing.
I don't think you say anything either, Nick. I think you just do it, and then you explain to him later. No, and that's how I react.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that means good job.
Right. Good job.
And I do that all the time. Right.
Kimmel's got COVID again.
Does he really?
Yeah. So fortunately, they're taping in New York City this week, so it's easy to find people to take over for him. John Mulaney, Andy Samberg. Although, it wouldn't be too difficult to find one anywhere.
I'd be more likely to watch the Jimmy Kimmel Show if John Mulaney hosted it all the time.
Me too. Me too.
Well, they're lucky they're in New York because there's no celebrities in L.A.
No, none at all.
None. Did you look into the story of the 18-year-old boy, his 17-year-old sister, digging a hole on the beach in New Jersey?
Yeah, I saw that.
Keep showing that on the TV behind us, if you're going to bury yourself in the sand, you lay down in a little hole, smaller one, and just pour some sand on you, but you don't dig a 10-foot hole in the beach.
Sand is not stable.
And then the walls collapse.
Right. Is that how deep it was?
Yeah.
Man.
Right next to the water. Yeah. I mean, the tide was lapping up against the emergency workers. Right.
I would not even advise burying a body.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not talking a big hole. I'm talking about you dig.
No. I'm talking about a
6-foot-inch thing. You lay down, you put sand on people's
body. If you're going to dispose of a body, that's a bad spot to do
it.
Oh, yeah.
The sand would erode eventually.
Right. Well, the ocean's right there. Just push them out.
And then you'd get caught.
Yeah, so the 18-year-old brother, for people that don't know, didn't make it. He caved in, and he didn't make it. The sister's fine.
How horrible is that?
She was treated at the scene.
That's awful.
Yeah, absolutely horrible.
Yeah, that's a big plan.
Were they at the beach by themselves?
No, but they're teenagers.
Yeah.
Of course they could.
Yeah,
they're just the beach by themselves.
People over there digging.
Yeah. You're
indestructible.
You're Superman at 18, man.
And not thinking.
No.
Evidently.
No.
Well, you're probably blown away by how deep they were digging.
Digging a hole, right?
There had to be some assholes at the beach. Oh, there goes the day at the beach.
Right.
Right. Now there's rescuers here.
Oh, you just move.
It's a big beach.
You just pick up the towels.
Just walk the other way.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The XFL has come to terms with ESPN and other networks owned by the Walt Disney Company.
We're not watching USFL.
That on the TV.
We're not watching USFL. I mean, these two, if you're going to do it together.
Not interested.
God.
The XFL starts in February. We'll have 40 games, 2 playoff semifinals, and a title game featured on ESPN, ABC, and FX. The deal includes the rights for Disney's social and streaming platforms like ESPN+.
I don't understand it.
Do some of that.
Now, the last viable.
Because, first of all, Rock's going to come out before every game and speak for 20 minutes.
Mm.
Remember how annoying that was?
Oh, yeah.
God, that was so brutal.
Unless he's in the locker room getting all pumped up.
Right, exactly.
He's got to get all swole.
Is it wrong for me to view these other leagues as, at best, the third tier of football players in this country?
Right.
Yeah. NFL, college, and then these guys.
Well, I don't know.
You know, I mean,
No. These guys are college guys.
Good college players.
Oh, they're great college players.
People aren't going to follow the Birmingham Stallions like they would the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah. No, they're not. But these players are college, are the best of the college
but
guys.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
No, nobody cares.
The last viable league that was not the NFL was the AFL.
Well, the USFL in the spring was kicking ass that time in the 80s.
Oh, it was,
And then Trump moved it.
But then it died.
It died, right.
But for any of these to really survive, they almost need to steal talent away from the NFL. And that'll never happen.
That's what happened in the USFL. They did steal talent.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker and all those guys signed in the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. Then that'll never happen again.
No, not again.
Yeah.
Too much money.
They were on the road to being competitive, but got greedy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great 30-30. It's basically Trump ruined the USFL.
Yeah, he kind of did.
Which is a surprise. I wish he would just stuck with that, not ruin the world.
It's such a canny business, man.
Yeah.
If they would have just given him the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Just given him the Bills.
Right. And he wouldn't have ruined the world and invented the cult.
Well, he didn't invent it. They were just looking for somebody.
Well, they
worship.
Were, but he got the cult.
And there he is.
Yep.
A police chief from Burlington County, New Jersey, is now facing DWI charges after being found lying down in the road behind his pickup truck, keys, and cell phone strewn nearby. Yeah. There is body camera footage of this guy.
The road underneath him?
The what?
Of what? The road underneath him? He's face down?
Probably falling.
Yeah.
No,
falling
of the down. Police that went to look at him.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant his body cam.
The video shows what happened after police caught up with the Bordentown police chief, Brian Pesci. He's been charged with crashing his vehicle and fleeing the scene earlier in the evening. The truck's driver's side door was open as police officers arrived to see Chief Pesci lying on his left side near the curb behind the Silverado. The belt on his pants is open. His jeans are partly down. The officers wonder out loud whether he'd urinated or thrown up on one of the truck's tires before he fell over.
Well, you're going to pee. When you're drunk, you pee on a tire.
When asked if they can call his wife, the police chief sprawled on the pavement and asked, "What's the problem?" To which the officer says, "Nothing. But you look sick.
Right.
You're sleeping in the middle of the road. Your pants are down," the other officer says. He says, "Are you diabetic?" "Not at all," says Chief Pesci, to which the officer responds, "Probably the wrong answer."
Right.
He has been on restricted duty until further notice, pending investigation results, as he faces charges for 5 traffic offenses after he's loaded into the ambulance. He's told he's under suspicion of DWI, and he's going to the hospital for a blood draw, to which he throws his arms up and says, "I drove?"
Whoa. And probably the wrong thing to say.
That's drunk.
And he probably won his primary, too, I'm guessing, you know?
Yeah, then he disputes that he'd actually been driving, and no one was driving.
At least no one should have been driving.
Yeah.
Was driving. That'd be me.
He was promoted to chief in 2018 following the resignation of the former disgraced police chief.
What city in town?
It's a revolving door.
Let's see. He's from Burlington County in Jersey, but got him. I forget exactly where they got him.
All right. Well, Pesci. Yeah, Jersey. I get it.
Sure. Hamilton.
I wonder if he's any relation because, you know, Joe Pesci is from Jersey, man.
No, spelled differently.
Oh, there's a lot of Pesci's, though, I guess, you know.
Yeah, right. Busted.
Yeah. Wheeler Walker Jr. joined us. He was great. Omaha, Kansas City, and Wichita in the beginning of June. 3 different shows. Check him out if you're in those areas. He was funny, and his music's really, really dirty. And Nick played some of the stuff for us, and it's incredibly funny.
Craig Peters Senior. Well, George, I don't know if he's a senior or not. He might be Craig Peters Esquire.
I don't know.
If he has a title.
He might be a junior.
Yeah.
Mark Allen will be here.
That's Nick's dad.
That's Nick's dad's going to be hanging out with us tomorrow. And Nick's got a live show tomorrow night at the Funny Bone.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Waiting on Kelly Carlin, George Carlin's daughter.
And what's the guy's name? Hank? Not Hank.
Steven. Gilly. Steven Michael Quezada.
He played Gomez
on Breaking Bad.
On Breaking Bad. All right. Have a good Wednesday. We'll see you in the morning. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.